Thursday night, Shmaitza, synopsis Shmaitza Shir. It's Or Leches Sivan. And we're up to about this Sefer that we're using calls Chelek He. I'm sorry, I didn't make Xerox copies. The printer in the office is broken. Oh, it's not broken. It's not working. It's a paper jam. I can't unjam it. Don't bother. It's good. We all remember these in Yonim. And it goes from Perek Yud Zayin to Chav Gimel. Zayin Yud Ches Yud Tes Chav Chav Aleph Chav Beis Chav Gimel. Okay. And we'll start. You'll just listen. You'll be entertained. Perek Yud Zayin. You can look in if you want. It's okay with me. Right. By Yuchsin, we all know there's a din. You need two robes. That seems to be the halacha. I mean, that's the Gemara's lashon. We'll see in a moment that Yuchsin could refer to Psul Kahuna, and it could refer to coming into Klal Yisrael. You need two rows, and we all remember, like this, we're more familiar with because we remember that there's different interpretations of what two rows means. Okay. The Noi de Yehuda has a tshuva because Avlad was Noilad Misnus, which is classic Shtuki. And the mother died, and she never said who she was nibble to. So the Noi de Yehuda says, you could say called the Parish. Say called the Parish, Meruva Parish, on the boil. Assume the boil went to her, and called the Parish, Meruva Parish, on the Gabe, coming Lekohol, the Throve Sherim. Because even a Goy is kosher. The guy be the child coming in to the call. Then he says that's only according to the Rambam, but according to the Torah seems to say that that's if the mother's not Lefoneinu. But if the mother's Lefoneinu, then there's a suffix, who went to whom. You have to treat it as a suffix. But the Torah seems to say that you can always assume the boil went to her. He'll deal with that in a later parak. Now he's just lining up the ducks. The Beis Meir doesn't like what the Noi de Yehuda says. The Beis Meir says that the Gemara Kedushin seems to say that the Shtuki is Kavua. It's called Kavua. So the Beis Meir answers that in Hanami, in his house, it's Kavua, but Berachov, it's Parish. And it depends, I'm not sure. So how does the Beis Meir answers the Noi de Yehuda? No, he's Chedek with the Beis Meir. Or maybe he seems to be saying it depends where the Shtuki pops up. If the Shtuki pops up in the Rechov, or if the Shtuki pops up in the Bayis. But the Beis Meir says, but the Shmaita says that you don't find such a chilek between a shtuki b'bayis or a shtuki b'rechov. And also, if the shayrish in the suffix is on the child, like if you find the tino kamushloch, like in that famous case of tino kamushloch, rov akum, rov Yisrael, so then you can talk about the child being kavua or not. But we're really dealing with a totsa'ah, where the shurish of the suffix is on the mother and the boil. So there, it's if the boil went to her, it's porish. It doesn't matter where you find the stuki. So the question of tavius and porish is going to depend on the mother and the boil, because that's the shurish of suffix. And the Beis Meir's raya, ostensible raya, from Atoisus and Tzubis, is talking about finding a tino kamushloch, where that's the makor of the suffix. Okay.
I don't know if Yehuda was saying that when the mother died before she could say something, so then we're not interested in her anymore. We're only interested in the
right. Okay, we move on to Perek Yud Ches, where the Marit seems to say, not like the Noi de Yehuda, the Marit says that you always have to be Masukkah. Maybe she went to the Baal. This is really like the Rambam and Tur that he talked about. That maybe it's Kavua. So you can't go Basarov. That's why you can't go Basarov, because maybe it was Kavua. So the Shmaitzer says like the Noyd Behuda Balavni Taimei. Rather, when the mother's Lefaneinu, so the suffix on her, and it could be Kavua, sort of Vlad Zosser. When the mother's not Lefaneinu, then the suffix is Noilad on the Vlad, and that's always called Pirish. That's what the Shmaitzer wants to say. If I'm going to interview this, that's what the Shmaitzer wants
even
to
if
say.
She went to him.
Yeah. That if the suffix is Noilad now on the Vlad, it's called Pirish. And he brings on a Rashman Torah Sabayas that if you saw a person buying the store, so the suffix is Noilad the Mokum HaKviyas. Right? But once you find the meat in the street, so even though you know it came from the store, but the subject was noiled on in the Mokum of Pirish. Okay. So the Gemara in Kedushin, which was talking about the problems of Kavua, was talking about with the mother. When the mother is a player. But the only the Vlad's a player, so then it's Pirish, like the meat. And he brings a raya me on the porch by Yerushalmi. What do you mean shtuki? Yes, the mother. The mother's quiet. Why doesn't the Gemara answer Eina Lefaneinu? Because then it would be mutter. Because of Pirish. But the Rambam writes that shtuki is even talking about if the mother died or she's a chareishus v'shoita. Okay, but maybe the Rambam's talking about Roy Sulim. Or the Rambam Taka holds you need two rolls. The Rambam holds with the Rabbani, you need two rolls. If it's only one roll, it's not good enough. Because we're not start talking about the one roll, two roll problems. They're still trying to figure out what's called Kavua, what's called Pirish for one roll to work. But the Rambam says Beferis, which is not Lefaneinu, it's also. So maybe the Rambam holds, he's talking about in a case of Roy Sulim. Or maybe the Rambam holds you need two rolls. Perek Yutes, it goes into a whole girsa. I'm skipping Perek Yutes. It's a whole way of remembering a strange girsa there in the Gemara Ksubas. Perek Chof is the Noyd Behuda saying more to the point that two robes you need for kahuna, but to come into call one robe's enough. Of course, that's called b'diavad. If you can't get married, that's a major issue. Abishol, remember, is Simon Chanhar saying l'koshin avalti. That's an eight echad. So the Noyd Behuda says, Rove is stronger than Chazaka. Chazaka is stronger than eight echad. So Rove should be as good as eight echad. Eirecha could say the kashin of Alti, then you should be able to follow Rove. So that's even one Rove. Now the Rambam says,
"Kitzur, have we proved that Chazaka is stronger than Eirecha?"
Because the Eirecha is not nemer, but welcome Chazaka.
Oh, that's easy.
Now the Rambam says that by an Eirecha, the saying the kashin of Alti, so at least say slow seitze. If there's, let's say, rove psulim, or maybe one rove. But if there's just one rove, then the Rambam says teitze. So the Noyd Behuda says the Rambam's talking about an illness or a shaita that has no bedekas of mazana. And everything helps with the works with the help of a chazaka bedekas of mazana. So that helps the rove. But the illness doesn't have bedekas of mazana because she doesn't know who's who and what's what. Then he brings down the makor of the din of needing two rows as the Gemara and Subis. And then he says Beferish that it really boils down to Machlekes Rashi and the Malamor versus Ramban. That according to Rashi and the Malamor, the Gemara, the whole Asik there is only according to Yeshua. Right, and according to Rabbi Gamliel, one roll is enough. And according to the Ramban, and the Ramban, Rabbi Gamliel also you need two rolls. It wasn't a way of how to learn up the sugya. Towards the end of Perek Chof, and the Ramban asks three kashas on Rashi. On Rashi, we'll call it Rashi Shita. that the whole Gemara is according to Yeshua, not according to Gamliel. Kasha one is the Gemara is a Kasha of Yeshua from Teisha Chanuyas. So why didn't the Gemara ask Rabbi Yeshua from his own case? And if Rove is good, no, Rabbi Yeshua says Inechot is no good. Rabbi Yeshua says Inechot is no good. Yeah.
Why are we asking him now, Teisha Chanuyas, that one robe is enough?
Right.
That kasha from Teisha Chanuyas is, you see, one robe is enough.
Yeah.
So why are they asking that on Rabbi Yeshua? We already know Rabbi Yeshua holds that you need two robes. You know that from the previous circuit.
Because if Rabbi Gamliel holds one robe is enough.
It makes sense that they're asking that on Rabbi Gamliel, but not on Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua, that's old news already, that one robe is not enough.
It's old news already that one robe is not enough. Because Rabbi Gamliel holds one robe is enough. Since Rabbi Yeshua holds one robe is not enough. Oh. So why didn't the Gemara ask this back when they introduced the Machlokes of Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua?
Yeah, that's not a valid question, Rabbi Yeshua. Two robes.
Why did the Gemara ask when it introduced the sheet of Rabbi Yeshua? Rabbi Gamliel is saying, that's where the Gemara says there that Rabbi Gamliel, man the machsha, machsha filu bro psul. Right? So, and Rabbi Yeshua is machsha.
Yeshua
paid the filu bro ksher. But he's saying that that's only by kahuna. Right? But by Yuchsin, he allows one rove. This sugya that asks from Teisha Chanuyas is only according to Rabbi Yeshua. So the Gemara knew already that Rabbi Yeshua is not machshir by one rove, because we said before the sugya. In other words, this one of the sugya is according to Rabbi Gamliel. So now, what? You don't follow rove? What about Teisha Chanuyas? But if it's only Rabbi Yeshua, so Rabbi Yeshua's shita of not following one rove was introduced back when Rabbi Yeshua was introduced, and we said manda posel posel afilu barok sheirim. So the Gemara there should have dealt with, like, why in the world isn't he following rove? Elamai, this sukkah is even according to Rabbi Gamliel. That's kasha one. Kasha two is maishma mi almonas isa. Right, Amona says that she's not saying bari, and the chorin is a rove there. So why does Rabbi Gamliel paskin the almona of Isa? That's where there's a svek sveka. You don't know who the suffik cholol is in the family. You don't know who the suffik cholol is in the family, so he asks the women. Gamliel asks the women. So Gemara ultimately says, because there's no bari there. Gamliel's main linchpin is the bari. So he wants to listen, why don't you go bust a rove? Factor Ramban. And the third question is, we say to Rabbi Gamliel, where do we say, Madua Mokmina Musa to Rabbi Gamliel Barov Ksheir? Oh, because in Kiddushin. In Kiddushin, it says, Hatzinah Chadozimna. And the Gemara says, if it was just the Mishnah Ksubis, I would say Rabbi Gamliel is only Machshir by Roif Ksheir. But not by Roif Sulim. Kamashmullah Nabashol, Stuki Baduki. even by Rav Psulim. But the question is, how could you say that Rav Gamliel is machshir only by Rav Kshayrim? If there's a rov, you don't need a bury. You don't need to say question about it.
Right.
How can you have a havamina to Rav Gamliel? How can you have a havamina to Rav Gamliel?
Only says his din by Rav Kshayrim. If his din is that she's never to say the kosher about me, and if it's Rav Kshayrim, you don't need her to say the kosher about me. That's Rambam's three kashas on Rashi. Perek Chafalik comes to answer those questions. The first question is that the Gemara in the first perek could have held that Yeshua's reason is that a woman is rotza achar psulim. Right? The Imam is the opposite of Isha Mizana, the Degas of Mizana. That she looks for psulim. So, but here, if he's machshir by two robes.
No, here it's older.
In other words, in the beginning, when Rabbi Shua, the sheet was first introduced, so it wasn't a pella why he holds by that rove ksherim is possible. You can't ask him teisha chanuyus. It's because maybe the reason for his is that she's looking for psulim. But once you see that he allows two roves, that he's machshir by two roves, so you can't say that that's his reason because she looks for psulim. So then the explanation chanuyus wasn't, why isn't it one rove enough? In other words, saying two roves is good. If you say two roves is good according to Yeshua, according to Rashi, saying two roves are good according to Yeshua. That's according to Yeshua. So then you can't say Yeshua's reason is that she doesn't look for psulim anymore. So once you say two robes are good, you should say one robe is good. That's Teretz on the Ramban's first kasha. Or he has another Teretz, that there's really always a chashash, maybe she was mezana with someone else too. Or maybe that's the reason of Yeshua. That maybe she was mezana with someone else and she went to him. So that's why we understand it's different than Chanuyos. But here she was Nensa, right over here at the end of the parak. So we're not Cheshish for another Snus. So we should really be Simon Chanrol. So we ask from Chanuyos, why isn't it sure? In other words, it's really the same Teretz. The same Teretz is that if it was just for the beginning, for when Rabbi Shua's Shita was first introduced, we would assign Rabbi Shua's Shita to a different Cheshbet. Either she's Rotzak or Psulim, or maybe she was presented with someone else. Now that you see two robes are good, or Nensa's, or it's Nensa, then obviously you don't have that Cheshbon anymore. How does Rava know, Taka, he says, maybe Rabbi Shua Taka holds by Nensa, you're not delicious. He says Rav Lushitasai, because Rav says the Pharisee and Yavamas that even if she was in Sukkarot, so you're not Chayshish, maybe she was Mizane again. Would that be the same Kasha from Amon Asisa? He said because the Isser that's Kavua is not Nikar. So they were Geyser by Pirish. Otu he'll be taking from the Kavua because it's not the Kavius is not Nikar, I guess. You don't know who the person is. So it's like a Kavua Bitarubois.
Well, it's Kavua the Rabbanan anyway.
Because it's not Nikar B'Makoma, right. Avalhoka Dapsulim Nikarim B'Makoma, but over here, you know who the. There's no Tarubois here. So you know who the psulim is, so there's no gzeira shem yikach mena kavua. Just like by Teisha Chanuyos, there's no gzeira shem yikach mena kavua. Because we're not afraid of walking to a track of storm by me. It's only when it's kavua to rabbana, because it's not nikar, it's a lechesh. So perikov beis. Perikov beis. The third kasha. If it's Rav Kshayrim, she would be mutter even just because of Rav Kshayrim. The reason she has to say the Koshin of Balti, the Ritva says, so that it shouldn't be Shtika Kaido, that she was never to apostle. And according to the Ra'ah, we're afraid she'll say, well, maybe she'll then say the puzzle of Ivaldi, and she'll answer herself. So she has to say the question of Ivaldi. They bring a riot to what they say, that we have such chashashas. But the Gemara asks from Rabbi Yeshua, why is an Eish HaSish not possible by stira without kiddush? According to Rabbi Yeshua, Yechashish Lebiya, even with just stira. So the Gemara asks, so the Rishonim asks, why doesn't the Gemara ask, why don't the Rishonim ask, why doesn't the Gemara ask Rabbi Gamliel as well? Why is she mutter b'shtika, and here she has to say the question of Aldi? So the answer to my nation is, even if she would admit that she was mezaneh, she wouldn't be nemon, right? And over here you have shtika koydo, either like the ritva, or you have like the ra'ah, that you're chayshish, that she's going to turn around and be moedah. But you don't have that by a nation sish, because she wouldn't be nemon, because she'd be moedah. Then he talks about the Rambam not being soimach on the remisa of an illness to say the kashal of Alti. Schmeitzer doesn't like the terrors of the Noi Dibihuda, that she doesn't know who's who. He doesn't like the terrors of the Beis Meir, that she can't show who's who. So the Schmeitzer Machadish is a very, very big chiddush, very important chiddush, that the kashal of Alti has a din edus. And having a dinedus is a din of mipia v'leimi piksova, and that's by an illness who can't write. So call a royal bila, bila makevas boy, call shena royal bila, bila makevas boy. So the illness cannot write her edus. So you take seriously the word edus, because there is a lashon Gemara at one point in the first parak. So edus sheisha k'sheira la. So he takes it seriously, the Shmaitzer. And the mail on illness is not never to say the question of Alti, because she can only write it down, and that's the din of Mipiyam. And we apply the rule of Mipiyam like Big Sova.
I thought he said she could, like, sort of make you know, noises and point
at
the
guy. I don't know
if
the Rambam is also Mipiyam like Big Sova. Where Muslim are also Mipiyam like Big Sova.
It
is? He's deeper.
That guy?
He's the Higadata. If you hold it, again, we pass like a bit of time that it's only if you can't. So be the Makeba's boy if he's an Elaim. The Shmaitzer then says that the Chumrah of Yuchsin is only by Psulim Machmas Atzmo, like Machzerim, but by the Arayas. Oh, by Arayas, you're not. They weren't Geyser. You don't need two robes if there's a brother in the city.
First he says it's not even really a meal.
Right, it's not really a meal.
But then you can't change.
But then he says you want to count brothers and stuff, so maybe you'll have a meal.
Right, Doi Nira Lafilo Das HaPoishim Doi Mani Chad Roiv. That's only when there's a miut. But this is called, there's not even a miut. There's no shchichi klal. There's no mitzvah in Adoim in the Sini. The Bilbo is called Umois. And if you don't know if the moms are in the city, so there's no, not even a miut. And you don't worry about the kroivim. Leidonu b'zeh din kabua l'hach v'chad rov. When your miut is not psul machmas atzmo, it's only posel to this isha. So that's not called the gavadei posel in the city. Not called the gavadei posel in the city. It brings a raya because the Mishnah at the end of Ksubis, at the end of the first parak, says tinoika shenenso. Amar Rabbi Yosi Avroi Bachi Yehir Masiyan Lakuna Rezu Tinosei. So what about if she has a relative in the city? So you have Rabban Shir Masil Lakuna, but you still have maybe a relative. So you see that that's not called even a miut, and we're not choishish for the miut if it's only possible to her. That's a raya, you don't care about the relatives, because the lashon of the Gemara, of the Mishnah, is if Rabban Shir Masil Lakuna, then you're all right.
Again?
See if you know she went to him. then Avadi have to be Chayshush for a Karov. If you know she went to him. Because then it's called Kavokam Akhmabam. You know he's in the city. But if you don't know, to be Chayshush, Midr Abono, to be Chayshush for a. They weren't Chayshush, that's what he says. But Chayshush Midr Abono, no, Psul Yodua. The Zerba had a Gnai, Shumalach Tzuchsen Echmiru. I will hechad den apostle ba'atzma, yeah, they show erva, so loy chashim nafilu midrabono. Then a perek of gimel. Let me stop here. Even though it was only one perek, like I ran out of steam. Also, I want to know it better. I don't know.